I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. This is where you'll find something different. You'll get the stories behind the stories, the truth behind the headlines, the lying mainstream media, and the ridiculous two-party propaganda here at this time on this station. This is Central Mississippi's safe space for independent thinkers. This is kind of like the audio version of torches and pitchforks. You want to talk about a populist show? I am here to show you that regardless of what political camp you're in, you're getting screwed by the system. I'm going to talk about that today. Next hour, it's Wednesday, so from 10 to 11 o'clock, I take a break from all of the ridiculousness of politics and world events, and we do an empowering segment called Hump Day Health. It's natural health news you can use. I'm going to kind of show you today. I usually set that show up. Anytime I run across headlines, anytime something new comes out to show you the way the system is stacking the deck against your health, I think this is an effective tool to use. I believe it's one of these things where if you can show somebody how they're kind of getting scammed, then they'll wake up and they won't continue to participate in that behavior. So next hour, I'll do both things that'll help your health and kind of showing you, exposing the system again, the audio version of torches and pitchforks to anybody who's paying any attention. The health of the United States citizen is, we're probably not on the most sustainable, most positive path. I think we can all agree on that. The question is why, and I try to answer that every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. So stay with me for that. In the first hour, we'll get to some news stuff here. You want to join the show, 601-879-0002. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a little foggy. I am doing some level of fasting. Again, I can say it on Wednesdays. I do some of these biohacks for myself because of my health. I start every January, and I'm going to announce at some point, I guess I'll start working on it in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to do some level of a health challenge for next year, see if people will join me, and start off sometime in January. I'll come up with the date, start with a little bit of fasting, anything from 1 day to 3 days to 5 days to 10 days. You can do whatever you want to do, but I usually do a fast in January, and then I transition into good, strong, healthy eating in January, letting my food freak flag fly, I guess you could say, during the holidays. But I've started doing a little bit of that. I've got an injury to my shoulder. And I know there's some evidence that some level of fasting helps your body kind of repair. Your body's not using as much of its energy to digest food. I'm feeling a little loopy today. And I was thinking about that earlier today. I said, what happens is you have a bit of a detoxifying effect. It can kind of affect your thinking. And I go through this sometimes when I transition, if I'm eating, higher carb stuff, and I transition into a ketogenic diet. If you're not familiar with the ketogenic diet, I found a new benefit for it. I'll talk about next hour. But I'll switch to that, and you get something called the keto flu a couple of days into this. When your body is switching from burning glucose and carbohydrates for energy to switching fat for energy, you can go through this period of time where you just don't feel great. Your body's just making this change. But then you go through it and you feel fantastic. It's nothing earth-shattering, nothing going to put you in the bed. But every time these things happen, I think, is this how the average American feels? Because I had a real political awakening very coincidentally along with my nutritional awakening. And I don't know there is necessarily not something to that. I believe that the food that we are eating, the lifestyle that we are practicing in the United States is so bad for our brain. I've talked about the fact that they're showing that we're shaving 6 points off of our general group IQ every generation. I believe that the habits that we have nutritionally in this country are so bad that you can't see through the reason we're in such a mess, the reason we can't decipher, the reason American people can't see what's wrong with invading other countries and killing innocent people, maybe the food. Maybe you are in such a fog that you can still go to church on Sundays and pray to the Prince of Peace, and then on Monday mornings cheer a politician who tells you that we have successfully bombed another city. Yeah, I had this political awakening that I realized kind of how the world worked, and I started to figure this stuff out better. At the same time, I changed my diet. So now when I get this kind of loopy feeling like I've got today, as I transition, as I do a little bit of fasting, as my body is going through some changes, I realize this must be how the average American feels every day. This must have been my mindset every day before I changed my diet. When I was drinking 6 sodas a day, when I was drinking diet sodas every day, when I was waking up in the morning and loading up on sugar and carbohydrates with toast or cereals or fruit juices or whatever it was, this must be the fog that I was in mentally every day. No wonder I couldn't decipher anything. No wonder I couldn't see through the political system. No wonder I fell for the tricks of the people that are above us. Because my mind wasn't working right. That's why one reason I kind of tucked this nutritional program into Wednesday's shows right there between 10 and 11 o'clock. Boy, I tell you what, if you can get a hold of your nutrition, if you can get a hold of your nutrition, you can break that cycle and start to clear your mind from all of the garbage that's poisoning all of our brains collectively. I mean, look at our society right now. Explain it to me. Explain the mass mental breakdown that we are having as a society in this country right now. What, are Americans just more on edge? Are we genetically predisposed to insanity more than other countries? Now, this is happening to a degree in other countries too, but look at our country. 250 million prescriptions each year for antidepressants. Somebody explain this to me. Are Americans just mopier than the rest of the world? And you look at, you know, I did yesterday with Ron Morrison here, comment section theater, where I read a string of insults that three people were hurling back and forth at each other on a comment section underneath an article about the Justice Department starting a mass surveillance program. None of it made any sense. It was really many of the comments were based on maybe a sixth grade level. These were grown adults communicating with each other like children, belittling each other, calling each other names, nasty names at some point. Total strangers, know nothing about each other, but because they didn't agree on a certain policy, it devolved into what was essentially a schoolyard fight in the fourth grade. That's really what it devolved down to. Tell me why that is in the United States. With all of this knowledge we have, now we know our education system, by and large, is garbage. But that doesn't even matter at this point. You can go through 12 years of school and be taught essentially nothing, but you've got the internet now. You can learn anything. No, we are currently handicapped intellectually in this country. I believe it's the food. I believe it's the fluoride in the water. I believe it's a combination of a whole bunch of things. I can't point to just one and tell you to get it out of here. But I know that if we were to clean up our diets, we would do better than we're doing now. It's about the only thing that explains how we have watched the last 20, 30, 40 years as the people on the top get away with more and more, and the American people put up with more and more. We can't fight back. This idea that we're going to somehow rise up and take our rights back, it's not going to happen. We're docile. We are docile, pacified population hooked on antidepressants and MSG and fluoride. We're not doing anything. We're not going to fight back. Oh, we voted for Donald Trump. We tried that. I'm not sure if it's working or not, but we pulled our butts off the couches. A few tens of millions of us got us and voted for an outsider, Donald Trump. That's not enough. That may be all we had in us. But it's just funny to me as I go through these things and I realize, well, I just don't think quite as sharp today as I do because I know why. I knew when I woke up this morning. I said, I feel a little fuzzy. And I knew why, because I'm doing something dietarily. My body's telling me it needs a little bit more energy here or there, and it will transition in a couple of days, and everything will be absolutely fine, and my mind will work perfectly good. The problem is most Americans' minds are fuzzy all the time, 365 days a year, year after year after year after year after year. And we're stuck in this. We're stuck in this. Stay tuned today for the food segment. It really follows the politics. I'm convinced of it. Americans have got to start feeding their brains. We need to do something quick. We have lost our collective minds up here.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
You know, I think I stumbled onto kind of a theme for the show today, and that is the fact that Americans' brains just are not working well. That really, that explains a lot of what we see, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. We're just not thinking clearly. Americans are not thinking clearly. And I watched some of the footage of this impeachment stuff. Listening to all these talking heads go over all of the players and listening to Adam Schiff this morning go through, and he did some, I mean, I was barely listening. It just came on. You know, it's a special report on NBC. It made my head hurt. It's dizzying to try to listen to all this stuff. And it may be intentional. It may be intentional to disorient the American people. All of the players and all of the different things, and it's the Russia. And I just absolutely love listening to these Democrats talk about these debunked conspiracy theories. For those of us on the right who know that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were involved in corruption in Ukraine. Now, I got to tell you, it's just run-of-the-mill corruption. They didn't change the course of the world. Real corruption that I'd love to see really unearthed is stuff like the Epstein stuff, the 9/11 stuff. There's some real criminals out there that are doing some really evil stuff I'd like to see go down first. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden just did kind of your typical, hey, we're in politics, we're at the top of the heap, we feather our nest using our office. That's what we do. And they were involved in corruption in Ukraine, right? But how do you feel on the right now as you were on the receiving end? Because you know that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were guilty of corruption in Ukraine. I mean, it is so obvious. Again, Americans' brains don't work real well. So on the left, and I'm about to get into this idea of hypocrisy, the fact we can't see our own hypocrisy, that is killing us as a country for both sides. It's stunning. I'm going to show you in just a second. But it's so obvious to all of us on the right. This thing of Joe Biden wants the prosecutor fired, Hunter Biden with no experience goes on the board of Burisma. I mean, this is just a slam dunk. It's just for anybody who can wake up in the morning with a couple of brain cells that can look at each other and say, good morning, we're ready to go. You can figure this out you on the left, you have to do all these mental hurdles to make it look like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden weren't doing anything wrong. But for those of you on the right who know that there was this level of corruption, how does it make you feel to have them just dismiss you as a conspiracy theorist? How do you like that? Every day I've seen Adam Schiff give his opening stuff, he says, oh, these debunked conspiracy theories about Joe Biden. How does that feel? When you can look at the Joe Biden corruption, the Hunter Biden corruption in China and in Ukraine, and have the media and these talking heads and the Democrats just dismiss you as, and they will say it's completely debunked, and you know it's not debunked. They're just saying that. How does that make you feel? Well, welcome to the club. Because people like me have been talking about things like 9/11, like this idea that Saudi Arabia is the biggest sponsor of terror, yet we somehow were buddies with them. When you see all of this truth out there, and you just watch the mainstream media and both of these parties just dismiss all these things, oh, they're just debunked conspiracy theories. At least you're getting a taste of that so you can know how it is. Now, what's funny is a lot of people on the right will say, well, yeah, they call the Biden stuff a conspiracy theory, but I know he actually did it. But when it comes to that 9/11 stuff, that is just crazy conspiracy theory. And this always comes from people who have done basically no research into what actually transpired on 9/11. They know nothing about the Saudi involvement in 9/11. They know nothing about the dancing Israelis. They know nothing about any of this stuff, but they just judge, oh, that's just crazy conspiracy theory stuff. We're not thinking clearly. Now, I was watching just a little recap of the Venmo thing last night. And again, I'm not reporting on this stuff as in because Giuliani is just such a snake. Everybody on the right loves Giuliani. He's Trump's guy. Oh, Giuliani didn't do anything wrong. Giuliani is a swamp creature. Has been for decades. You've been brainwashed into this idea of him being America's mayor. He's been running the system. He has been lobbying and everything else. Your allegiance to Rudy Giuliani must make him really laugh at night. He's been taking advantage of the system. He's been in the middle of this deep state party politics machine that has been screwing over the American people. And Trump supporters love him because he's Trump's guy. I don't report on all of that stuff, but I do. I was looking at this Venmo yesterday, and I listened to just a couple of comments. He just seems like a wormy dude. He really does. His little thing where somebody called him Mister, and he had to correct them. I would prefer it if you called me Lieutenant Colonel. That's a douchebag move. I say that to doctors, too, who, you know, if somebody just offhandedly refers to a doctor as Mr. Johnson, and they go, excuse me, I'd prefer you call me Dr. Johnson. That's just a jerk move. Yeah, you've earned something. You probably deserve to be called whatever it is. But, you know, just let somebody slide. It's like a leftist who doesn't call somebody by the right pronoun. Excuse me, I'm a Zim or whatever the hell they use. So this Venmo guy yesterday seems like a pretty wormy dude. And he's using his military uniform to try to boost his credibility. Now, most people on the right would agree with me because he's going after Donald Trump. And you see this. You see this wormy dude, and he's testifying. He's so pompous. He's using his military uniform to try to boost his credibility or whatever he's doing. But let me tell you how everyone on the right would be reacting if the facts were exactly the same, but this Venmo guy was testifying against Obama. Because I believe if you can see your own hypocrisy, this is how you free your mind. You would tune on to the, if this trial was, with the facts exactly the same. Now, if you believe right now that Donald Trump did nothing wrong, there was no quid pro quo, of course he wanted to. I mean, Joe Biden is unethical. He's a criminal. He's a corrupt. Trump wanted to investigate that. That's fine. I know how you feel. The Bidens are not going to be touched by this stuff. Now it's a political hot potato. Nothing will happen. But of course, nothing happened to Hillary. Nothing's going to happen to any of the deep state. Nobody's getting indicted. Oh, the two prison guards, they're going to go down, but nobody real. But let me tell you how the right, if this whole case was against Obama and this Venmo guy, He looks the same. He sounds the same. He says exactly the same things. He's dressed exactly the same way. The only difference is that when he says Trump, instead it would say Obama. Again, you understand what I'm saying? Can the American mind conceive of this? I'm just going to show you. Just tell me I'm wrong with this. If this was against Obama, Sean Hannity would come on air at night and say, "How dare they attack this Purple Heart winner? They have no respect for our military. This man is a patriot. Look at the brass. Look at the medal on this guy." That's exactly what would happen. Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs would be praising every word that comes out of this. They would be extolling his military service. They would be deriding anybody who criticized this military member. If this Vindman creep was going after Barack Obama, because see, nobody cares about the facts. If you want to know when you've finally freed your mind, and again, I'm not sure most Americans are capable of this, and it really may come down to nutrition. I think I've kind of tapped into something myself. I probably hadn't really thought about the fact that I became politically awake at the same time I changed my nutrition and cleaned up my diet, started getting a lot of the chemicals out of me. Maybe my brain finally broke free of what was essentially a chemical castration from the standard American diet, and I was able to think clearly for the first time. So most Americans maybe not be able to figure this out, but if you can start to self-identify your own hypocrisy, it's difficult to see it first, and then you can start to see it, but it's kind of hard to accept that we're all hypocrites. I got to tell you, I think I excuse myself from that. I try to be pretty consistent, and the reason I know I can do that is because I started off as a strong Trump supporter, and I'm the only person on air that's willing to admit or that will admit I'm pretty disappointed in a lot of things he's done. See, I don't have to be a hypocrite. I don't have to say, oh yeah, low interest rates are great now. I thought they were terrible during the campaign when Trump was telling me they're terrible, but now he tells me they're good, so now I believe they're good. See, I don't have to. When you wake up, when you extract yourself from this two-party game, you don't have to be a hypocrite because you're not covering for anybody. You just finally realize how bad they all are and how hypocritical they all are. For the left, I mean, look at them. If this guy was going after Barack Obama, the left, and Chris Matthews and Eric Stalwell, they would be saying, oh, he's wearing his military uniform. I mean, it would be exactly the opposite of what we see right now. The facts don't matter to anybody in the political world. It's about scoring points. It's about manipulating the American's mind. And I'm going to show you when I come back. You want to know why I dumped this? You know, what happened? The hypocrisy is so easy to see when you free your brain. And I'll show you why I left as a Kool-Aid drinking neocon Republican for years and years. And I still vote Republican probably, but I don't know I've ever voted for a Democrat ever because their solution to everything is government. But I will tell you right now, I voted the Constitution Party. I voted Libertarian. I am no longer some ballot streaking Republican everywhere down the line. I'm so sick of them. And I'll show you why when I come back. And we'll see if you'll be able to spot the hypocrisy in this next story. Are we capable of spotting the hypocrisy on our own side? Or do we have to justify it?
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at DanksMillerCorey.com.
I can really tell my brain is not working great today. I think I said chemically castrated earlier. Our sperm counts are down. Like 60% sperm count in the United States for the average American guy is down 60% over like the last 20 years. Has the medical establishment told you anything about that? No, of course not. You think it could possibly be something in the food? Kind of seems common sense to me. Ha, pay any attention to that, Mike. The IVF doctors are making a fortune. Let's not question this on the approaching sterility of the American male. What I really meant was we've had a chemical lobotomy in this country. I said chemical castration. That's probably occurring too, but I meant a chemical lobotomy. I believe the American people are chemically under attack. Food, water, environmental stuff. No, you haven't just tuned into some liberal show. It's really happening. It's not liberal or conservative to say, you know what, I probably shouldn't be eating some artificial sweetener that was rejected by the FDA three times until Donald Rumsfeld came in as Reagan's chief of staff, fired the FDA head at 2 o'clock in the morning, and brought in his guy so they would approve the artificial sweetener aspartame. That's the real true story. That's how that happened. And now people guzzle it down by the gallons. Maybe if we were not chemically lobotomized by our food, we would understand this. As people on the right, again, I'm talking about, you know, I speak to a conservative audience. I'm wondering if we can spot our own hypocrisy. Is it possible? It's a very freeing thing. We might actually change some things if we stopped being such wild hypocrites on things, all of us, both sides. But I talked to a conservative audience, so I'm going to ask you about this. It shocked the nation and spawned an entire political movement that led to a shift in the political balance. Spending during Obama's first few years in office was at a level never seen previously in our nation's history, except during the height of World War II. It provoked the Tea Party counter-movement, as stop spending bumper stickers popped up across the nation. Fast forward 8 years later, and under Trump and Republicans, spending is now even higher, with a much healthier economy and job market. During the first 33 months of the Trump administration, from February 2017 through October 2019, the federal government has spent roughly $11.762 trillion. If you flash back to the equivalent 33 months during the beginning of Obama's first term, from February 2009 through October 2011, spending was approximately $10.3 trillion. And this was during the time of the bank bailouts and the stimulus. This is in emergency reaction to the greatest financial downturn in the United States since the Great Depression. And Republicans have spent more than that. All the while, they tell us how incredible the economy is doing. Now, you can feel free to blame anybody that you want, GOP, Congress. You can blame Donald Trump for this spending. He's been doing deals with the Democrats. The last budget thing that where you got your $150 billion extra for the military over 2 years, you got so excited, yay, more military spending. Who cares if they can't pass an audit? Who cares if they can't account for $8 to $21 trillion? Yeah, they gave the defense contractors more money, and for some reason, the chemically lobotomized Republican loves an extra $150 billion into the defense contractors' coffers because we are that captured by the propaganda. But you can blame either Congress or Trump, but you know what you cannot blame for the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency and the spending that occurred during that? You can't blame the Democrats. Can we see that how hypocritical this is? Now, we'll talk about it, but we'll forget about it by the time next time Cindy Hyde-Smith's going to run for office next year. You're going to vote for her, aren't you? Are you going to call her office and tell her you're upset about the spending? Well, maybe 2% of you might write her an email or maybe call her, but it won't matter to your vote. She knows this. She knows that all she has to do is say the word Donald Trump, and you'll snap to and vote for her. She knows all she has to say is the word, we don't want to have a Democrat represent. And she's right. I mean, I agree with her in those things. But that leaves her complete latitude to spend as much as she wants because she knows Republicans will never hold her accountable to this. Now, how is it in the greatest economy in the history of the world? Again, I'm going to ask you, can you spot your hypocrisy? Can the chemically lobotomized Americans parse this through? And somebody explain this to me, because I got to tell you, while my brain's a little fuzzy today, it's not usually. And these things don't make sense to me. 601-879-0002, you want to explain these things to me. How is it in the greatest economy in the history of the world we have record spending? Don't big government service programs go down in these times? I thought people were getting off of welfare. I've seen so many headlines. 5 million people off the welfare rolls. Where is the savings? Huh? 8 million people have come off of food stamps since the Republicans and Donald Trump came into office in 2016. Okay, where's the savings on that? That's a lot of people we're not feeding, that we're not cutting checks to every single month. Why are we spending record deficits? I thought our NATO partners were finally paying their fair share. I've seen a lot of headlines about our NATO partners. They're finally paying their fair share. Where's the savings to us on that? Why, if NATO countries are finally ponying up to their responsibility to NATO, because America's been getting screwed for too long, we've been covering too much of the cost of NATO, finally, our NATO partners are stepping up and paying their fair share, then why is our defense budget still going up, astronomically up? Not just, it went up 20%. Why is our military budget still having to go up if the NATO partners are paying for things? I thought prescription drug prices were coming down. I swear, I know I didn't dream this. Maybe I'll try to find the clip during the break. I saw our Health and Human Services director, Alex Azar, you know, the guy who's running the healthcare system in the United States, you know, the guy that used to be one of the top guys at Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical company. Yeah, that's right. We got a pharmaceutical executive running the health. And it's funny because the Mike Madison came on this airwaves and told you that you were not going to see any reining in of pharmaceutical prices. And strangely enough, it doesn't appear to have happened. Isn't it strange that a former executive of Eli Lilly is not chomping at the bit to reduce profits at his former firm and his former industry? Isn't that strange? Are you surprised? This is how you know if you've been chemically lobotomized by the food or not. If you are not surprised, then you may be okay. If you're surprised that the former Eli Lilly executive has not exactly lowered pharmaceutical prices, then maybe there's something wrong with your brain. You need a good detox. But I thought prescription drug prices were coming down. We keep being told this. So where are the savings? Do you know how many drugs we buy? Medicare, Medicaid, the VA? How is it possible that all these things are happening, that we are told are happening, right? Greatest economy in the history of the world, yet we have record deficits. People are getting off of welfare, yet government spending is going up. People are getting off of food stamps, government spending is going up. Our NATO partners are paying their fair share of NATO, yet our military budget is going up. Prescription prices are falling, yet there's no savings to us anywhere in the federal government. I thought everybody had a job. What about unemployment claims? Where are the savings on that? We have low interest rates, which cuts our interest expense. Where is the savings in that? And I thought we were ending the endless wars. I have heard this reported to us day in and day out during the Trump administration. And since the Republicans took control, now again, they lost the House last year. But for 2 years, I heard, it's the greatest economy, and we're still hearing this, greatest economy in the history of the world, yet record deficits? How does that work? How does that work? Millions of people off of welfare, but government spending goes up? Where's the savings? NATO partners paying their fair share? Really? Then why is our military budget going up? If you're bringing in billions and billions and billions into NATO that we used to have to pay, now the European partners are paying, why is our military budget still going up? Do you see this? This is so easy to see. I can only believe that the people that are buying into this propaganda, because let me just break this down to you. Okay, first of all, if we had the greatest economy in the history of the world, which we have been told we are, we would not have record deficits. It would be spitting off so much cash. I mean, yes, the numbnuts in Washington, D.C. could still overspend this, but we wouldn't need to. We would need to have massive spending. We'd be focusing more on the economy itself. If people were flooding off of welfare, and they definitely have, there's no doubt about this. Unemployment is down. People are off of welfare and food stamps. That is definitely true. But that trend was taking place during Barack Obama, and I don't give him any credit for it either. But my question is, why can the Republicans not balance a budget if everybody's getting off welfare, if everybody's getting off of food stamps, if NATO partners are paying, if prescription drug prices are coming down, if everybody's got a job, there's no unemployment claims, if we got low interest rates, we're not paying very much in interest expense for all this debt that you numbnuts have already run up in the first place, and if we're ending all the endless wars, then where the hell are the savings?
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25 foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com. I found part of the problem. I was talking before the break about I'm just so curious as to if all of the things that we are told here on the right are happening, then where the hell is the savings? Why are we spending more on the federal level than almost at any time in the history of this country? Why are we racking up massive debts? If the economy is going great, if people are coming off welfare, if NATO's paying their fair share, if we're ending the endless wars, if unemployment is down, why all the spending? And then I found it. I found a part of it anyway. Here we go. This is from a story yesterday on thefreebeacon.com. The Trump administration informed Congress on Tuesday it has deployed 3,000 additional troops to the Middle East to help combat the growing threat posed by Iran. Ooh, Iran. Are you okay? Are you okay, Snowflake? Everybody out there is scared of Iran? The troop deployment comes as Iran and its regional terror proxies wage attack on Israel and U.S. interest in the region. Tehran has also attacked oil infrastructure, including in Saudi Arabia, where the American forces will be stationed. Oh, yeah, okay. I think I found part of the problem there. I don't know. Somebody get this on up to the White House. If you're trying to end wars in the Middle East, you don't send more troops there. If you're trying to bring the soldiers home where they belong, as you say you are, the arrow of their plane should be pointed back towards the United States. I'm trying to figure out how to put this really simply. If you want to draw down troops, they should come from where they are back to the United States. Maybe there's some confusion there. Ending endless wars by sending thousands of more troops into the war zones, that's not bringing our kids home. Maybe I'm not being clear. Maybe the concept is more complicated in Washington, D.C. than I think it should be. I could probably do this visually. Like, I could draw a picture of Saudi Arabia, and I could do a stick figure of a soldier, and then I would do an arrow from that soldier where the arrow was coming, like, back to the United States, and I could show that to the Pentagon and go, no, look, this is what getting out of the Middle East looks like. So, see what you're doing, and then I would draw a picture of a stick soldier in the United States and an arrow drawing to Saudi Arabia, and I would go, see, you're doing this. See, you're taking people from the United States and you're sending them to Saudi Arabia. That costs money, and Saudi Arabia is kind of a bad player. We're going to not do this, and then I would put a big X through it.
we're not going to do it this way. And then I would go back to the first drawing where I had the stick soldier in Saudi Arabia and the arrow coming back to them. And I said, we're going to try to do it this way. You see? See, I think there's some real confusion in Washington, D.C. It's probably the same thing. I should go to some of our Congress critters, the people on the right who have been running on things like getting rid of Obamacare or, you know, controlling spending or ending the endless wars. Of course, Republicans say this now because Trump gave them cover to say it. So they pretend that they care, too, about ending the endless wars. I could go there about spending, and I would sit down with somebody like a Cindy Hyde-Smith, and I would go, okay, Cindy, look, you've got on your website that you'd be for a balanced budget amendment, okay? See, that would be real patronizing to her. So you got to treat them like children. So you're not going to get a balanced budget amendment, right? We don't have one now, do we? Do we? And then she would have to go, no. And I go, okay. We don't have one now, but that doesn't mean you can't balance the budget just because you don't have a balanced budget amendment, does it? And I would shake my head to kind of lead her to shake her head. No. I go, right, good. You can still control spending even though you're not forced to by law. Now, here we go. Now, when you spend money and you spend more every year, that's increasing spending. And I could do like little piles of money. I'd have to draw all this out. I'd come straight from the Pentagon where I drew out pictures of withdrawing troops. And then I would go to Cindy Hyde-Smith's office, and I would draw little pictures of a stack of dollar bills, and I'd do an arrow going up. Look, when you spend more, that's an increase in spending. And when you spend less, and I'd do a little arrow down, that's a decrease. That's what we want. I'd put a big arrow, you know, I'd circle the increase, and I'd put a line through it. We don't want to do this, do we? And I'd shake my head to encourage her to shake her head, no. And then I would say, this is what we want to do. It's not just the maybe it's not just the American people who have been chemically lobotomized. Maybe the members of Congress don't understand that reducing spending means that spending should go down. Maybe there are people up there if they can tell us that it's the greatest economy in the history of the world when GDP is only tracking at about 1.5% right now and everybody believes it, maybe there's people up in Congress that are saying things like spending more money means spending cuts, and everyone, okay. Maybe they don't understand it. Maybe we've come to this point of complete mental retardation across the nation. We're just saying things. It doesn't matter if they're true. It doesn't even matter if they make sense. You just say them. I'm telling you, I've got a great little list here of things that we're told every single day that show that government spending should be falling through the floor. We should be so prosperous. We should be debt-free. If everything that they tell us is true, then spending should be going down, 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 and yet it continues to go up, up, up. Something's not matching.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, so we are going to take a break from current events, maddening world of politics, take a break, give you an empowering segment called Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use. This is about taking control of your own health. It's about empowering you to realize that, you know, I don't know. I'm going to spend some time on it today. I don't know if you have seen, but the medical establishment is constantly changing their recommendations, right? But it's usually after 30, 40 years of going in one direction where at long enough time, studies can come back and go, oh, that didn't work at all. Actually, that had terrible consequences for somebody. Things like the low-fat diet that they put us on for forever, right? Eggs are terrible. Stay away from eggs. There's all kinds of these things are constantly told to us. And I'm going to show you why you cannot trust the regulators in medicine. This is why it's up to you. It doesn't mean they're always wrong. It does not mean that your doctor does not love you and wants you to be a healthy, happy, productive member of society. That's not what it means. It means the system on the top understands that this medical thing, it's a business. And it is about maximizing profits, not maximizing health. When you get that, then you start to make some common sense decisions for yourself. You start to say, oh, yeah, of course chemical companies contribute to politicians that pass legislation that allows their chemicals into the food. Of course they do. It doesn't mean it's good for me. Now, I start every show by saying I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a chemist, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a surgeon, I'm not a nothing, I'm not an internist, I'm seriously nothing. Nothing but somebody with a passion for this stuff because I'm dramatically healthier now than I was 20 years ago. I got rid of a ton of nagging conditions by just starting to pull my head out of my butt and pay attention to what I was putting in my mouth and my children's mouths. I'm still ashamed of myself that I actually had children and they grew to 4 years old and I was injecting them with chemicals. I was feeding them chemicals. I never looked at anything. You know, I'd put their bike helmet on anytime they went out to ride their bikes, or I'd strap them up in a bunch of elbow pads and knee pads should they even walk outside and want to get on wheels of any kind. We'd strap them into their safety seat in the back seat, make sure it was tight. And, you know, we did everything we could to protect these children, yet I was just letting stuff flow into their mouth and be injected straight into their arms and their butts. I had no idea what it was. I just went, I'm sure that's fine. I'm ashamed of myself, but at least I found my senses. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our regulators today, about the people that are setting health policy. I think this is very important. Because there's a couple of things that are out there right now that really show you how disingenuous they are. And this is not as much to bash them as it is to tell you it's up to you to do what's right for your health. The American Medical Association on Tuesday called for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The group adopted the sweeping stance at a policymaking meeting in San Diego. It aims to lobby for state and federal laws, regulations, or legal action to achieve a ban, but the industry is sure to fight back. The AMA cited a surge in underage teen use of e-cigarettes, which typically heat a solution that contains nicotine. Quote, it's simple. We must keep nicotine products out of the hands of young people, unquote, Dr. Patrice Harris, AMA's president, said in a statement. Now, look, I understand the desire to want to do this. I could understand it if they came out and said, as a medical establishment, as the AMA came out and said, look, we don't know enough about these e-cigs. Don't take them. If the AMA came out and said, parents, be on guard. Do not let your kids vape. Here's what they do. They look like USB sticks in this Juul or whatever else. If the AMA was there to instruct parents of the potential health problems with vaping, I am right there with them. But they're not. They're out there telling you, ban all e-cigs. Now, this is interesting to me, and I'm going to ask this question again. Cigarettes are sold on every corner and I've seen different statistics from 300 to 500,000 people a year. Every single year, the population of essentially central Mississippi, the Jackson metro area, disappears to cigarettes. Every year, year after year, decade after decade. Now, the AMA has come out and said, don't smoke, right? Pretty obvious. They talk about the danger. Of course, this is to make up for the fact back in the 1950s that doctors were actually on television encouraging you to smoke, telling you there were no problems with cigarettes. But of course, that was, you know, they were getting paid to do that. But now they have said for quite a period of time, look, cigarette smoking is dangerous. Has the AMA asked for a ban on cigarettes? Now, I don't know. Maybe they have. They certainly haven't gotten it. So remember, about 40 people have died in 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. I don't know how long people have been vaping and doing e-cigs. And again, this is not pro-e-cig. You don't need to be having anything going into your lungs like that. But it's just fascinating to me to watch this thing unfurl. 40 people have died over the course of 6 years, yet 300,000 to 500,000 people die every single year from cigarettes, and we're not paying any attention to that. It's crazy. If you ban these things, just, well, Mike, I mean, they're the AMA. They're about the health of the American people. They are, okay, again, 40 people have died in 6 years, and they died of what? Anyone? Anyone? They've died of black market THC-based vapes, right? What do you think will happen to the vaping market if they just do a blanket ban on vaping? Do you think all of these people are just going to throw their vapes in the trash and go, oh, well, gosh golly gee willikers, we had a good run at it, but I guess we won't do that anymore? Seriously? No. What you will have if the AMA gets its wish, what you will have then is more deaths. Because all of the currently safe products, again, I say 40 people have died and we've been vaping for 6 or 7 years. And I'm not saying it doesn't have any other long-term consequences. A cigarette doesn't kill you the day you smoke it. It doesn't kill you in the first year you smoke it. It may take 20 years to really kill you from cigarettes. It may be the same for vapes. I'm not pro-vape. But you know what will kill people? Lickety-split is just going in and banning these things like the AMA wants. Because the black market ones are the ones that just killed people. The AMA wants to force this whole thing into the black market. Now, here's what's interesting to me, too. Again, okay, I just want to... this is an important issue to me, obviously. I've covered it for a few weeks now. 40 people have died. Tragic, tragic deaths for those people. Other people have gotten sick. Tragic sickness and lung injury from these vaping things. There may be catastrophic problems for these vapes down the road. We already know cigarettes cause these problems, and there's not a politician lifting a finger to ban a cigarette anywhere, is there? Hello? Hello? No, they make tons of money off of it, and I've blown that out of the water last week by showing you that the states actually want more people to smoke. They need the money. They need the revenue. But it's interesting to me that all this consternation is going on, all of these dramatic actions, ban this product, ban these flavors, we've got to take this seriously. 40 people have died. How about the AMA's system, the system they've created? As they sit as the moral arbiters of what is good and responsible for the American people, let's take a look at a couple of statistics floating around that the AMA seems to not really want to address. Each year, more than 2 million Americans suffer from serious adverse drug reactions. Again, 40 people died from vaping. A few thousand people got lung problems from black market, right? Not from vaping, really, from black market THC products. Yet the AMA's system, every year more than 2 million people suffer from serious adverse drug reactions. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, this is our own FDA. These reactions cause about 100,000 deaths per year, making prescription drugs the fourth leading cause of death in the country. 40 people have died from vaping. The AMA says ban it. What do you do when you've got something that's killing 100,000 people a year? Should we ban pharmaceutical drugs? No, Mike. They give so many benefits to so many people. It's a shame that this 100,000 people. I mean, come on. That's a big number. 100. This is not opioid deaths, okay? Let me be clear on this. These are serious adverse drug reactions of properly prescribed medications. 2 million people have serious reactions. 100,000 of them, the croak. Kind of seems like if we're going to ban the vapes for killing 40 people, we should jail everybody who's involved with the pharmaceutical companies. They're killing 100,000 a year. However, if you dig a little deeper, you find that these reported reactions only skim the surface of what's really going on. You see, drug side effects are not always recognized as such. Doctors often attribute them to other causes. People downplay them or do not report them altogether. And when you add in other medical errors, again, this is the AMA, come out and they said, not, hey, everybody stay off of vapes, but ban them. Ban them, which will unleash a black market, which will significantly raise the kill rate. When you add in other medical errors, unnecessary procedures, and surgery-related mishaps, well, the modern healthcare system actually becomes the leading cause of death in the United States. This is the world we are living in right now. What is the leading cause of death in the United States? Our own medical system. And this is not about, well, Mike, you expect a certain number of people who, because by the time they get into the medical system, they're already very sick. No, it's not talking. This is not counting people that go in the hospital and die. That happens. It's the people that go into the hospital that shouldn't die, but something goes wrong and they end up dying. The modern healthcare system is actually the leading cause of death in the United States. Since 2001, a recorded 490,000 people have died from properly prescribed drugs in the United States. Now remember, 40 people have died from vaping. And the AMA says, get off with their heads. And this compares it, again, if you want to talk about 2001, this is another comparison that I do think is kind of interesting. Since 2001, a recorded 490,000 people have died from properly prescribed drugs in the United States, while 2,996 people died on the U.S. soil from terrorism, all in the 9/11 attacks. Prescription drugs are therefore 16,400% more dangerous than terrorism. If deaths from over-the-counter drugs are also included, then drug consumption leaps to being 32,000% more dangerous than terrorism, and conventional medicine viewed as a whole is 104,700% deadlier than terrorism. This is the system we have. So pardon me if I don't take the AMA's calls for outlawing the vape industry real seriously right now. It seems like that vaping thing, and again, look, I don't want my kids getting hooked on nicotine. That's definitely, these vape companies, they want kids to do it. I can't stand it. Quit treating us like we're idiots, vape companies. Don't pretend Juul is the worst about this. Oh, we really don't want underage. You don't? You're making billions of dollars off of these kids who are doing the vapes. Don't pretend to us like, we really didn't want that. We really hate the fact that our stock price has gone so high on the backs of addicting kids to nicotine. Quit treating us like we're idiots. There may be some people there that say, hey, we don't need to target kids. But the bottom line is you love the facts that kids are using the Juul. You have to. You sell a product. Your goal is to sell as much of that product as possible, and the kids are buying your product. Don't try to snowball us into thinking you really hate that. We really wish our sales were much lower. We're not buying it. But the AMA sits by and watch the medical establishment be the leading cause of death in this country, and they want to ban an entire industry based on 40 deaths. Now, when I get back, we're going to talk about the CDC. There's your AMA. Who's the other protector over American health? Who's out there to watch out for us because they love us and they want to keep us safe? The CDC. Not so fast. Guess where they're getting there. Oh, nice.
food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul. You're on your own.
Most Americans let down their guard when it comes to their health because they believe there is a system of regulators and watchdogs above them that are keeping them safe. Mike, they wouldn't put it on the stores and on the shelves in the stores if it wasn't safe for me and my beloved children to consume. I love my children more than life itself. I'd take a bullet for them, but I won't research what's in their food. That's the American motto. You think there's this group, the FDA, the USDA, the AMA, the CDC, that's above you, and they're looking out for you because for some reason you believe, you know, in the face of all the corruption that could take place, because the healthcare system is massive now, right? We're talking trillions of dollars a year are up for grabs, either through surgeries or medications or procedures or, you know, additives to food or anything. There's just trillions of dollars floating around in the medical system now. And you believe that these regulators at the government level have all ignored all of this money and nobody's been bribed and everybody's fine. They are protecting us from all these big... It just is a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that the pharmaceutical lobby has six lobbyists for every member of Congress, and the fact that Medicare and Medicaid cannot negotiate lower pricing based on volume, like you would think it would be typical. Anything you buy a bunch of, you get to negotiate the price down, right? No. Our legislature at the federal level actually put in a law that says, no, it's illegal for them to negotiate lower prices at the government level. You think that was an accident? It's an accident that the pharmaceutical companies are some of the biggest lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and some of the most profitable corporations when it comes to government buying products from. You think that's a coincidence, right? See, you've got to take control of your own health. There are no watchdogs for you and me. There are watchdogs for the industry. Go look at USDA. Just do an internet search of this. FDA revolving door. And read the first story you come across. Don't do it on the G-word search. Go to some independent internet search thing, and type in revolving door FDA, revolving door Pentagon, revolving door USDA, revolving door CDC. And what you will find is you will find these same executives that go from the business into the regulatory and from the regulatory back into the business. Here's the loving CDC that loves you so much. They're going to take care of us because you see the CDC constantly, right? They're going to tell you about all the shots you need to take. CDC is the one out there having they're trying to get the vaccine schedule up to speed so that, you know, right now they're at 72 shots. They're trying to add shots all the time to our little kids because the CDC loves us. That's the only reason, Mike, that the CDC employees wake up. And I'm not saying there's not some good CDC people, but as an organization, we believe that the CDC wakes up at the crack of dawn every day and they look out the window and they say, how am I going to make another American's life better and safer today? By golly, it's my God-given mandate. I must succeed for them. You believe that? The fact that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention accepts millions of dollars in funding from drug companies and vaccine makers is no minor problem. It may, in fact, be at the very heart of why so many harmful and nonsensical health recommendations end up being pushed down our throats. The CDC has long fostered the perception of independence by stating it does not accept funding from special interests. In disclaimers peppered throughout the CDC website and in its publications, it says the agency, quote, does not accept commercial support, unquote, and has, quote, no financial interest or other relationships with the manufacturers of commercial products, unquote.
several watchdog groups, including the U.S. Right to Know, Public Citizen, Knowledge Ecology International, Liberty Coalition, and the Project on Government Oversight, are now petitioning the CDC to cease making these false disclaimers. In reality, the CDC does, in fact, accept millions of dollars each year from commercial interests through its government-chartered foundation, the CDC Foundation, which funnels those contributions to the CDC after deducting a fee. This is essentially a money laundering operation for the CDC. So I took the 30 seconds of work it took that nobody else will do, and I took a look at the CDC Foundation. Again, the CDC will tell you every time it makes a recommendation that you add another shot to the list of shots our poor babies should get, because the CDC loves our babies, don't they? They just want to protect them. I don't know exactly how to tell you about this list of corporate sponsors for the CDC Foundation. And again, so the CDC Foundation is separate from the CDC, essentially in name only. That's where the money goes. The CDC Foundation takes their little cut off the top, enough to keep them operating as a foundation, and they give the rest of the money to CDC. And the CDC says, hey, we don't take any money in from any corporate interests. No, they don't. The CDC Foundation does, and then they just shuffle it on to the CDC. The CDC knows where this is coming from. I'm trying to figure out how in an audio format to show you this list. I can read through some of them. I thought about putting the microphone down by the mouse so that as I'm scrolling down, you can hear how long this list of corporate sponsors for the CDC Foundation is. I don't know exactly the best way to do this. It's long. Abbott Laboratories, 3M Pharmaceuticals. And this thing is so long that it's going to be hard for me to scroll. One thing I found is interesting here, King & Spalding. This is one of the big lobbying law firms in Washington, D.C. that a lot of people, I think our own FBI director right now, Christopher Wray, came from King & Spalding. I mean, the incestuous relationship of these regulators and these corporations is... it's got to be told. People have got to wake up to this. I don't know how to read this. I really do want to go. It's everybody. Okay, let me just put it this way. Name a pharmaceutical company. They are on here. Agilent Technologies. I can't scroll through this fast enough because there's so many people. And Amgen. You can see I'm only getting through the A's in these things. The McDonald's Corporation. Medentech. Arch Chemicals, Arc Sciences, Aerosmith Consulting, Ascend Media. I mean, this list, go ahead and look it up yourself. I guess that's the best way I could do it. If you want to care, if you really want to see what goes on behind the scenes, do you want to know why the current vaccine schedule is 72 shots long? Go look at cdcfoundation.org/partner-list/corporations. That's the sheet I'm on. cdcfoundation.org/partners-list/corporations. Do you want to know why the vaccine makers have no product liability? Because of this list. Because of the money that they give to the CDC. This is corruption at the highest level. Look at Americans' healthcare. You tag this story onto, and I'm going to move on to something else in just a second, but you tag this story onto what I started the hour with, which is that the modern healthcare system in the United States is the leading cause of death in the United States. And you should at least wake up and go, okay, there's nobody looking out for me. I got to do it myself. I'm not going to break apart the corruption in Washington, D.C. between our Congress critters, our corporations, our the regulators. I'm not going to do it. I don't have the power. What I do have the power to do is to get people who listen to this and say, you got to wake up. You're on your own. There is nobody protecting you. And I believe that one of the reasons we can't figure this out and the reason people are getting sicker is because you have been chemically lobotomized to not be able to process basic facts. I'm dead serious about this. Because who looks at the state of American health right now and continues to consume food the same way? Who can look at an organic piece of food next to a traditional piece of food and the difference is 30 cents
and not take the organic one. Not just think, well, I don't know if these pesticides and herbicides are hurting me, but I might as well not, I know they're not helping me, so I'll spend another 30 cents. And yet we will get six different streaming services to our house. What explains our behavior right now as we see Americans' health getting worse and worse and more expensive? And it's bankrupting this country. It's bankrupting a lot of individuals. People don't feel good. They don't look good. They don't operate well. The end of life is just nothing but a long slog of keeping you alive with no quality for a lot of people. Diabetes is exploding like there's some kind of a bomb has gone off in central Mississippi when it comes to diabetes. And we're not making any changes? What else would possibly explain that other than some level of chemical lobotomy that we've gone through we don't even know about? This is so in your face and so easy to see that at this point, I don't know what else to call it. It's not that it's not covered. It's out there for everybody to view. It's on this show for an hour every single week. What could it possibly be that somebody can look at living a lifestyle that makes them feel better, look better, and not be as sick, and they turn their back on it and say, that's not for me. Sounds like too much work. Why would I bother to do that? Who turns their back on good health? Who does that? Americans. And I'm sure this is a worldwide phenomenon, but I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to Americans. I speak to people all the time. They'll tell me their problems. And I'll tell them, well, I've heard people have had success. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist. I'm not prescribing anything to them. I'll say, hey, I can send you some information on that, or maybe you should look into this. I've heard that this particular works, you know, fish oil, whatever it is, apple cider vinegar. I don't care. I'll just tell them whatever I've seen that may help them. And I see more people that go, yeah, I know I really should, but what? But what? What are you waiting on? What is everybody waiting on? You think it's hard? Is that what it is? Americans now, we used to build railroads through uncharted territory. We used to take, you know, horses and covered wagons through mountain passes. Now it's too hard for us to try to find an alternative to the aspartame and sucralose that is causing cancer across our society. We don't want to have to look for an alternative like a stevia or anything else. We'd have to look it up on the line, and then we'd have to tell people. I mean, we don't have time for all that. You tell me that the American mentality is not just been completely crushed. And the problem is the reason I do this stuff on the regulators is because you don't believe me. Who the hell are you, Mike? And I don't blame you. I am nobody. I listen to the CDC. I listen to the FDA. I listen to the AMA. They know what they're talking about. They've got white lab coats. Who the hell are you, Mike? Some radio show host to tell me about my health. Well, I'm just telling you, you don't have to listen to me. But have they steered you right over the last 30 or 40 years? Has this medical, has everybody in the white lab coats? I don't have one. I will readily admit it. I do not have one. But have the people that are wearing the white lab coats with the stethoscopes or with the patches or with the beakers and all that stuff you see on television, have they steered you right? Are Americans healthier now than they were or sicker than they were? 490,000 people a year dying? From just mistakes, drug reactions, those kinds of things in the medical system. The city the size of Jackson, Metro Jackson, just disappears every year, dead. And these are the people you want to trust. It's really hitting me right now as I sit behind this, as these words come out of my mouth. It's hitting me. We're lost. It may be over. If we cannot see this as obvious as it is, if we cannot address it, if we're not willing to do the work to reclaim our own health, as we see right in front of us the corruption of the agencies that are supposed to protect us, and we still won't take it upon ourselves, I guess we're done. I'll be right back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good, no bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, I'm going to do a short segment now, and then I'm going to come back and do another one of these big reversals that they've had. You know, they recommend you have something done. Millions of people have these things done. And then they come out, and then they say, oh, you know what? That's probably not a great idea. What happens is, and I've had a level of epiphany on the show today, I got to tell you. You know, because sometimes as you talk things out, sometimes you'll do this with a spouse or with a business partner or something like that. You kind of bat things back and forth. As you hear things out loud, they become more crystal clear. I am somebody who does not like to judge other people. I am not the smartest guy in the world. I'm not the most capable person in the world. I've got a ton of failings. I make a ton of mistakes. Who am I to sit in judgment of everybody else? But I look at society sometimes and I go, we just seem really stupid as a country. But you know what? It's not that. See, when I say everybody looks stupid, that's somehow elevating me. Like I'm sitting in judgment of everybody's dumber than I am. I'm not comfortable with that because that's not true. And I don't like to be judgy. But I think I've realized that what's happened is we're essentially chemically lobotomized in this country. It's why people aren't thinking. So to look at things that way, it's kind of like saying, well, you know, it's like talking about somebody with cancer and saying, well, they're not as physically capable as I am right now. Because they've got cancer. That's not judgy. That's just the facts on the ground. I believe the American people have been somehow chemically lobotomized to a degree. Not a bunch of zombies yet. But what else accounts for why we're watching these failing health outcomes and people are not lifting a finger? I see them all the time. They don't lift a finger. The American motto on our health is, yeah, I know I should, but that's it. They do nothing. So I'm going to spend some time today and in the future breaking down this idea that you got other people looking out for you because it's only up to you. And again, I kind of understand if you don't want to do anything for yourself, it's your body. If you're fine being miserable and overweight and diabetic or whatever it is, if you're fine with that, be that way. I mean, be you. But you got kids. You want them to be successful physically, don't you? That's where I think the motivation really should lie is with our kids. That's what changed my life. Now I'm motivated for myself, but originally I did it for the kids because I didn't realize the stupid things I was doing to myself when I was drinking six Mountain Dews a day. Strangely, I didn't think that was a problem because no doctor had ever told me that was a problem. I mean, it was on the grocery store shelves. Must be safe, right? Yeah, I've had a bit of an epiphany today. American people have been, it's chemical lobotomy. Through the food, through the water, through the environment. People aren't dumb. They've just been turned in, and I got to tell you, if it's a coordinated plan, I'm not one of these six people run the whole world, but boy, if this was a plan, you know, if fluoride is a plan in the water to keep you docile and keep you sick, or if the additives to the food are some plan, it couldn't have worked out better. The American people are a bunch of milk cows, a bunch of sheep for the medical system. I mean, they are making trillions and trillions of dollars off of us. They get to sell us the food. With the stuff in it, we pay for that. They make a profit off of that. And then all of the health effects of all the garbage in our food, they make money off of selling us the pharmaceuticals and the medical treatments to treat what we paid for in the first place, which was the garbage food. I mean, it's genius. I'll give them that. I'm going to play when I come back. There was one procedure I was considering having. They're coming out and saying now, don't have it. I don't know what to think now, but the bottom line is what happens is corrupt influences get things into the medical system here. And then after enough time, 10, 20, 30 years, researchers start looking and saying, wait a second, none of this is, you know, but you've got to have, researchers have got to be able to look back and go at a period of time and say, wow, this didn't work out well for us at all. They keep doing this, and we keep falling for it. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424. I don't know if you heard this week, there was a ton of stories out about the fact that they're saying now, after doing studies, after decades of this procedure being, that medications and lifestyle changes are better than stents and bypass surgeries for people with mild chest pain. Now, I'm not telling anybody whether or not you're supposed to go get a bypass surgery, get a stent. That's between you and your doctor. But this is just another one of these big reversals that come out after decades of doing this thing. I was actually kind of looking through. I couldn't find the news story about it. I couldn't find a good search term to look and try to find. This was on NBC, ABC. This was on all of them where they've just come out and said, look, you know, here's the problem. Here's where doctors do get my sympathy, though. There's probably a lot of doctors out there. Good-hearted, good, qualified people that want to do right by their patients. And they sit down with a patient that's got some blockage in their arteries, and they go, look, I can put you on these medications. It's going to help a little bit. You need to change your diet. You need to tighten up your diet. And the most Americans are not willing to do that. Again, because I believe we've been chemically lobotomized to understand even mortal danger, even something to our own health. We just ignore it. We don't care. We can't process the fact that there's not just the easiest pill for everything. And so there's probably a lot of doctors out there that are trying to counsel. I know this is the case with diabetics. I've talked to people who treat diabetes, and I say it's so frustrating to watch diabetics lose limbs, run into all kinds of complications as diabetes continues to ravage their body, when the vast majority of those, particularly type 2 diabetics, they could change it. They could go into complete remission just by changing their diet. And I know a lot of doctors who treat these diabetics say, I know. It's frustrating to us too. They won't change their diet. They won't do those nutritional things. I mean, that is very frustrating for a doctor. So with these stents now, they obviously have done too many surgeries on people to fix their hearts. If you were to just look at what was best for every client. But I don't know how many of those. I was going to look it up and say, how much do we spend, you know, on bypass surgery every year? Because this study is going to dramatically hurt that. These cardiologists who go in and do these interventions with stents and bypasses, for those people that just are having minor pain while exercising, this is what I understood from the story, they may not seek their services. They're going to lose a lot of money. They're not going to be able to perform as many surgeries. But maybe they don't want to. Maybe they've been trying to not do those surgeries all along because they've been trying to counsel their patients. Hey, you got a little bit of heart problems here. You got some blockage in these arteries. You need to change your diet. Quit eating all the garbage. And the average American goes, oh, I know I need to, but I just haven't. Oh, I know I need to. I'm so busy. What does a doctor do at that point? There are a million reasons I didn't go into medicine. Be honest with you, I find a lot of it very gross. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't know, just the sound of like a surgery, that slick sound of them moving pieces of meat around. I can't even handle that. I'm a wuss when it comes to this stuff. But the helplessness of people probably would have made me a really grumpy doctor. That first patient that comes in, and I'm, you know, fresh out of medical school, and I've become a naturopath in my fantasies of my medical career. I'm a naturopath. I'm not a traditional MD that's just waiting to hand out a pill for every ill. I'm a naturopath. And the first person that comes in, I go, oh, yeah, see this issue. What? Oh, you can fix this relatively easy. Give yourself a few weeks here. Just do these things and everything will be fine. And then they'll come back after the first time and they wouldn't do it. I think I'd be the grumpiest person. Why aren't you doing these things? You lazy sack of, I don't know how it would take it. The helplessness of the American people. I had a story, too. There was a story, if you're considering LASIK. I've been considering LASIK surgery. I've got some nearsightedness. I don't know if my vision is stabilized. Now I'm dealing with this cataract. I don't know if I should do it. There was a show on the other day that said, boy, they've had a lot of complications due to LASIK surgery. So I don't know where that stands, but it's something maybe you should look into. Do your own research. I'm not telling you to have it or not have it. But how many things do we need to be steered into by the medical establishment, so-called loving regulators that keep us safe from all these things, just for after 10 or 20 years, after countless numbers of people have suffered and died and been injured, for them to come back and go, oh, oops, low-fat wasn't the way to go. I don't know how many people died, had complications to their health because they sent us on this low-fat journey of a bunch of starchy, sugar-filled foods. Oops. Doesn't look like so many people needed a stent. Oops. Turns out aspirin's making people really bleed. This is really terrible. They shouldn't be doing that. Oops. Looks like ibuprofen's pretty rough for you. Oops. There's nobody looking out for you. Just you. Just you. And if you've got kids, there's nobody looking out for your kids. You may have the greatest doctor in the world. He can only do what he can do. You're the one that has to look out for your health. That's all the time I got today. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.